So to Washington, D.C. now, and in our continuing quest to understand where Republicans are headed in this Congress, we focus on a possibly futile quest to pass, once again, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, or ENDA. ENDA would ban workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, and it does have some Republican support in the Senate. It's fair to say that there will be no left-leaning Republican senator, though, pulling a Ted Cruz filibuster to fall on his sword to force consideration of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. There are already reportedly enough votes to pass it in the Senate. But will the Senate outcome be another sign of division within the GOP or a sign that the party may be seeking a new message in a fresh constituency? ENDA, it turns out, has very little hope in the House. Speaker John Boehner announced today he would not support the bill, and under House rules, that may end the matter. With us is Sarah Longwell, a senior officer of the Log Cabin Republicans, who have been advocating for equal rights for gays and lesbians within the Republican Party since the 1970s. Sarah, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So how demoralizing is it for you personally to have this possibly be another situation where legislation in the Senate just can't even get started over in the House?
Well, it's not demoralizing. You know, there's a tales of this bill's defeat have been greatly exaggerated. While John Boehner did today say that he didn't support it, the fact is that this is not news. He has long been somebody who has been worried about frivolous lawsuits. And so this is just him reiterating the fact that he doesn't support it. But just like John Boehner didn't support the Violence Against Women's Act earlier this year, we were still able to pass it, even with him not supporting it. Eric Cantor was very helpful in bringing that bill to the floor. And we see a similar potential route for ENDA. And so we don't think that this is a game over yet.
And has Cantor weighed in on ENDA at this point? Do you know where he stands?
We only know that he is open to having the discussion. But like many of the Republicans that we're dealing with on the House side, you know, there is actually unexpectedly a great deal of support in the House, or maybe it's unexpected to some of your listeners. But there is, at last whip count, over 30 Republicans who support ENDA. And we think that really it's just a matter of lobbying. I mean, part of the issue that's happening right now, or part of the reason that we're seeing so many people saying that this is dead on arrival, is that they're talking about where people's positions are at this minute. But the fact is, there's been a lot of advancements in the last few months, last few years, with Republicans on this issue. And so we think it's just a matter of getting in their offices, telling them, you know, things like the recent GOA report that came out and said that this would not increase the number of frivolous lawsuits. I mean, our hope is that if we can put that information in front of them, that we will see the Republicans starting to change their mind on this in the House, just like they did in the Senate. It's really a matter of getting to people and lobbying them, just like we did in the Senate, to make the kind of advances that have brought us to 60 votes with a lot of Republican support.
Well, you know, we should point out that you're certainly an advocate for this bill, ENDA, as a member of the Log Cabin Republicans. But I'm wondering if you can chart a shift in the Republican Party on issues like this, moving away from the traditional kind of old family values idea and moving much more towards an economic model, which is an argument that suddenly favors ENDA.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tim Cook of Apple actually had a tremendous piece in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend talking about, you know, the fact that passing a law like this really does fit with their business values, then that the best creativity that they get out of their employees is drawn from people being feeling like they can be themselves in their offices. And so we do need to really take that story to more Republican legislators so that they understand that businesses feel that this is a good economic move, and tell the story about Republican voters, which now 56% of them support the ENDA bill. And so I think that the legislature just needs to catch up a little bit with where America is and even where the Republican voters are, where the business community is. And we can see this this thing pass. I mean, just one thing to point out, Harry Reid, it took about 7 years for this to get onto the floor in the Senate. And so we've got to turn our energy now to the House side. And we think that we can make similar inroads there.
Well, finally, I mean, Congress being out of step with America is hardly a new story. And that's a bipartisan phenomenon, Democrat and Republican. Convince me that the Log Cabin Republicans actually have a seat at the table and aren't really banished out on the Arctic Circle in this environment right now.
Oh, well, that's an easy one. I mean, especially since DOMA was repealed earlier this year, I would say that log cabin Republican has not only have a seat at the table, but it's become a featured guest at the table, because there really are a lot of Republicans who are trying to find their way on this issue. I mean, you've got people who are presidential contenders like Chris Christie, who absolutely have come out in support of ENDA. And so I think that people are really, as they try to find their way on this, they're looking to Republican organizations like Log Cabin to find out how they, how they bridge the gap with their voters. How do they talk about these issues? And so I don't know if that convinces you or not, but I can assure you that we are very much in the room on these issues.
All right. Well, it's a spirited argument, and it's great to hear it from your voice. Sarah Longwell is the treasurer of the Log Cabin Republicans National Board. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.